surviving and thriving on the internet. That's what we'll be tackling on the W3W3 Talk Radio Show. We'll be discussing the three filters technology next. Pat and I will be back before you can upload your favorite pets on your family website. This is a World Wide Web radio show. Don't touch that dial.
As they say, you only have one chance to make a good first impression. In business, that's your logo, business card, brochure, your stationery suite, and your website. All of these important pieces need to be coordinated to represent your business at its best. Lightspeed Commercial Arts specializes in fully coordinated marketing pieces. You can see examples of their award-winning work at greatgraphics.net. When you engage them in a project, you'll be presented with a number of examples to choose from. Each example could be an award winner in itself. There are design and technical challenges in this day and age. A logo must look good in full color print, on a fax machine, and more than hold its own on a website, not to mention on brochures, ads, and trade show banners. Lightspeed Commercial Arts integrates the best of design and functionality. Give Lightspeed a call for a private showing at 303-527-1222. That's 303-527-1222. Or visit their website at www.greatgraphics.net.
All right, so we are back, and we're going to turn the tables as I interview Larry about one of his favorite topics, and that's persuasion skills using the three filters technology. If you haven't heard of the three filters technology, stay tuned. It's been tested and used worldwide by organizations hip enough to recognize a system capable of sorting out the differences in people.
Oh, wow. You know, it's interesting, Pat. Intellectually, you know, we all realize that people are different. Now, we fail to understand, however, that based on results is that people buy things and do things for their reasons and not ours. Yeah, well, and that's right. And that's also a fatal flaw, by the way, on websites.
Larry, there's been a great deal of talk in recent months about going back to the basics, the fundamentals. You've said many times that the content on most websites is fundamentally flawed. Now, could you explain that?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, let me be clear that we are addressing website content, not design or functionality issues. So we'll be talking about content architecture and how it relates to being three filters compliant. Now, remember that term, three filters compliant.
We know that everyone's different and that we tend to look at things differently. How does that impact crafting website content?
Well, first of all, here's the basic concept. Let's get back to the individual for a moment, because obviously it's the individual who goes to the website. Each one of us has three filters. All information that comes into our head, into our mind, goes through these three filters. Now, this is whether we are reading something off of a website, or we're talking to a colleague who might be on our IT team, whether we're reading a book or a manual on how to work Flash 5, whatever it is. Any information that goes into our head goes through these three filters. Now, here's the names of these three filters. First of all, we have the future filter, then we have the people filter, and we have the security filter.
Obviously, everyone's concerned about the future, other people, and security issues. Could you give us an example how the three filters play out on the web? Let's start with how each of the three filters impacts purchases.
Well, boy, and of course, with e-commerce, that's very important, isn't it? If you have a website that will help influence people, persuade them to buy what you have to offer, then you've got a much better chance. So the very first filter we mentioned was the what one?
Future.
The future filter. Okay. Now, our future filter is, guess what? Focus right on the future. Where we're going, where we're headed.
Doesn't that make us all kind of future? I mean...
Well, yeah, we all are. And I'd like to address that issue in a minute, because it is interesting, because you'll hear me say that we have all three filters, but just in defining exactly what the future filter is, the future filter not only is aimed at goals and where we're heading in the future, mm-hmm. It doesn't really care about the past. Another part of us does, but not that part. And, you know, the future filter also, a person who exercises the use of the future filter a great deal, and we'll later on we'll call that a filter bias, we'll find that those people tend to be very strong-minded. They're very goal-oriented. They're interested in power and where they're headed. And they also seem to have their mind made up in this way. They seem to know all of the answers. Maybe even if they don't.
Okay, so now we were going to talk about how this affects their purchases or their purchasing habits?
Well, first of all, I just thought that's a very good point. I did kind of skip over that part. Obviously, a future filter, what they want to do is they want to buy the newest thing out. For example, these are the people who are willing to buy version 1.0.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
So does that make future people smart, too? Because I can never figure those version 1.0s.
If you ask them, you know what the answer is, but it might be subject to debate. I can remember a year or two ago when they came out with, what was it, Windows 2000,
right.
and they released it at midnight. You know, and
yeah.
here, I remember
lines.
We drove by this computer,
yeah.
USA, whatever it was, and hordes of people, lines of people, going to buy this new software.
But would that explain, then, the lines at the Krispy Kreme donut shop?
Okay,
that
might be another issue. But anyhow, they do want the newest. So remember that. A future filter, their focus when they're purchasing things, they want the newest thing out.
Okay, so we all know that everyone likes the newest, especially version 1.0. How does a people filter in its approach to purchase?
Well, first of all, a people filter, they like to buy things that are popular. You know, they got a habit of it's popular. These are the people or the individuals who really probably make sure that fads do happen. Now, let me just take this just a little step further. It's not that they don't want to buy the newest thing out, but if the newest thing out is the hottest fad. You mentioned these Krispy Kreme things, the all hype and whatever. I mean, it's a donut with glaze on it. I mean, they're wonderful, I guess, if you really like donuts, but, you know, it's hype. Well, you see, if everybody's doing it, yeah. then they want it,
uh-huh.
you know, new or not. So it doesn't make any difference if it's an old hula hoop or a new donut. And
well, one would fit and one wouldn't.
one wouldn't fit after a while, that is for sure. But if you just remember that key word with our people filter, they want to buy things that other people buy. They want to buy things that are popular.
Okay. Now, that's why we're getting more and more listeners on the W3W3 Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, you got it.
Both live as well as on the web, huh?
Absolutely.
So how does the security filter look at or approach purchases?
Well, our security filter, of course, they take a second seat to some of this stuff. The key word there is proven. So they want to buy things that are proven. 5.0 with them, instead of version 1.0, version 5.0 is possibly okay with them. what they really are interested in are guarantees, or the idea that they can return something, you know, be a return ranger, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But that's an example of our security filter.
Hmm.
One of the things that I would like to point out that is that, once again, we do have all three filters. And I know you've got another, was it Peter says, burning question?
Well, it's just that as you were discussing the buying habits, or not habits, but how they look at purchases, I felt a tug a little bit on the future, but more on the people. It sounded just like me.
Uh-huh.
So, anyhow, you said we all have three filters, and it sounds like some of those explanations are conflicting when it comes to purchases. Our future filter wants the newest, our people filter wants what is popular, and our security filter demands only the proven. How does this work, or is it all trade-offs?
Well, that's right. Now, if painting the picture, we have all three filters, the future, the people, and security filter. Now, we are a blend, so to speak, of all three. It's our unique set of psychological fingerprints, the way they're all put together. And we all tend to have what I referred to just a touch earlier, a filter bias.
Well, explain that. Give us an example.
Well, remember this. We buy emotionally, and then we justify logically.
Sounds like hitting someone's hot button.
No, that's exactly it. A filter bias could be likened to an emotional hot button, and one of our other filters often needs to get satisfied in the process. Now, this is our logical piece.
So let's say we're surfing the web. Can you give us a scenario how our three filters might interact in our purchasing decision?
Okay, all right, so get the picture. Here we are, we're sitting down up here in front of our laptop or our desktop, and we are just simply surfing the web. Now, no intention to buy.
Okay.
I mean, that's not why we're out there, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, maybe my credit card is tucked in my wallet here, but nonetheless, it's we have no intention to buy. All right, so let's say you come up to one site, and, you got there just like you've gotten to many other sites in the past. You really don't know how you got there or why you clicked on that particular button. But here you are, and here is a picture of the sweater. Now, get that?
The
it's
sweater?
The sweater. You betcha. You know, that one that you have been looking at.
Oh, you mean the sweater.
Yes, the sweater. That's it.
Okay.
And now, of course, painting the picture even more, you're in front of the computer, you're seeing the sweater, and it's summer's approaching. I mean, like today right here in Boulder, it's going to be 80-some degrees, Mother's Day, it's all wonderful and all. But I mean, you know, this is not sweater shopping time, you wouldn't think.
No.
No, okay. Remember, we had no intention to buy.
All
but
right.
There is the sweater. I mean, and the more you look at this thing, you're able to zoom in on it because it's a little thumbnail, pops up, you see more detail, and then my goodness, it is becoming the capital the sweater. And
taking a closer look.
Yeah. Now, it also says limited supply. You know, of course, you know, they always say stuff like that, you know.
But it's end of the season.
Yeah, it is end of the season, so I got to go take a look, and sure enough, they have my size.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody has your size.
Hey, be gentle.
Okay,
be gentle.
Okay.
They got my size. It is a super sale.
Wow.
I mean, it is not only discounted, it's the blue light discount or the red button or the black apple or whatever it is. We've got a super sale on top of a super sale. And guess what?
What?
I can return it if I don't like it.
Oh. Okay.
All right, now just think about that process for a minute.
Sold.
My emotional hot button right in here, and look, this is my people filter getting turned on. Now, this is regardless of my filter bias, but I'm a combination of all these things. So let me just give you an idea how we somewhat, we maybe justified this a little bit, but we somewhat justified all three filters, helped all three filters feel satisfied.
Oh, how's that?
All right, so first of all, we're surfing the web, not intention to buy. We go out there, we see the sweater, and now we decide that we're going to buy it. Now, that's, remember, the buying filter is our people filter.
Okay.
Okay, it's right there. Yeah, we also know how good we're going to look in this, and I mean, after all, this is the shape, the cut, style, everything, the color, everything is just perfect for us. And then we get into justifying it. Whoa, it's not only on sale at a fraction of the cost, it's reduced even below the sale price. It's a super sale on top of a super sale.
It probably costs more to make this sweater than they're selling it for, huh?
That's the thought that went right through my mind.
I knew it.
And then the next thing is I'm looking at this, I can also return it if it doesn't work and fit and feel exactly as I want it to.
Uh-huh.
Now, what filter is that?
Security.
That's a security filter.
Uh-huh.
All right, now the future.
That one never bothers me, though.
No, but this one, see, the sweater is going to, this is what I'm going to look like.
Uh-huh.
This is what, I realize summer's just coming.
Yeah,
so I got to justify this.
Summer's short.
But it is the future, and I'm out there, so I've got all three filters somewhat justified. So up on this website, they were pretty clever.
Mm.
They had it out there quite well. It was easy to see. I had a closer look at it. They pointed out it was on sale. I was ready to check out on the spot.
All right. So, Larry, you've said that the people filter is the spending filter. Give us some examples of how the filter deals with money.
Okay. Now, remember, purchases and money are obviously related, you know, but credit cards get in there too. But anyhow, so we're going to take just a look individually on how maybe they approach or how they handle money. Now, I think right now, it's an interesting time in the internet web history with what we've all gone through. It's the market now is trying to correct its correction, and that's a great time to see how money plays out in the three filters, because I think a lot of website owners and a lot of e-commerce organizations are now trying to figure out how are they going to deal with this changing economy. I hope it's going to change, hope it's going to get better, and we're going to take a look now at how these filters deal with that subject of money. Now, the future filter is the speculator. Now, they tend to take risks.
The speculator, that's synonymous with a gambler?
Uh-huh. Well, that's certainly the good question, but, you know, almost anybody could be a gambler.
Uh-huh.
Now, here, with the future filter, anybody can be. You know, I'm not talking about the addicted person. That's another issue, of course. But anybody can. But we're talking about, in this case, as a speculator, somebody who speculates on the future, is they're talking about maybe a full-time or the serial entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. It could also be a venture capitalist like our friend Brad Feld.
Oh, SoftBank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, SoftBank Venture Capital. Now, he's a very good example here. He takes risks when he invests in a startup.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, any venture capitalist or any angel investor, anybody investing in their own company as a startup, you know, it is somewhat of a speculation.
Even if you're married to somebody like that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off air. But you'll also note that Brad Feld does do the prudent thing. He does his due diligence.
Due diligence? I'm assuming that that's the security filter in action.
You got it. Okay, no, you're right. A successful person tends to capitalize on the best of all three filters. You know, this is another reason why our websites and our website content should be utilizing all three filters and therefore is three filters compliant.
I know I have some people filtering me since I've almost single-handedly changed the economic picture of various areas we've lived in.
Yeah.
How about telling us about the spending people filter?
Yeah, well okay, I do have some firsthand, certainly through observation, of what that's like. Well, yes, they are the great spenders. That's our people filter.
I've often said, you can't take it with you. I mean, money's made for spending.
See, now think about this. Those of you who you're writing content for your website, money is made for spending, at least as it relates to this people filter. Okay? Now, we all do have that people filter, like, you know, we said earlier. But it's just that some people are more professional at employing that power. You're sitting there so proud, Pat. That's wonderful.
I'm finally professional at something.
I do want you to know, though, that even a heavy user can turn it off. Let me just give you a quick example.
Okay.
Of the people filter in excess. All right. Now, here's the people filter. They happen to be, shopping around with a friend, and they're broke. Mm-hmm. I mean, this person with the people filter is dead broke. Now, the friend is not broke, but they are. And of course, they're really not out to buy anything, but all of a sudden, you know, they see that whatever that item is, and there's a big sale going on, and, you know, so the friend says, look, he says, I'm going to loan you $100. I know you can use it. You've got a couple bills you got to take care of, and you've helped me in the past, so just take this as a goodwill gesture, and you can pay me back when you can. Well, that's wonderful, you know, a little tear in the eye maybe, you know, they're happy they've got such a great friend. However, there's a sale going on.
Yeah, there's not enough time to,
no.
to go.
Absolutely.
Spend.
But spend. That's why credit cards are so incredible. And, of course, what that person will do is they will tend to justify why it is okay. Even though they're broke, even though they have bills, why it is okay to spend that money now.
Sure. Well, it's obvious that the security filter takes a back seat when it comes to spending. In this changing market, how was our security filter affected?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, you know, our security filter is a save for a rainy day. I mean, that's one of their, you know, sayings. I mean, and you'll hear them say. Other people will say, well, save for a rainy day, and the rainy day is sure to come.
Yeah, and I can buy an umbrella whether the sun's out or not.
Right. And of course, just to further define that security filter, they're anti-speculation. I mean, they do not like to take chances.
Uh-huh.
To find a startup entrepreneur being a heavy security filter user, is not likely unless they have really checked things out, or they inherited it, or maybe they worked for that company for 15 years and now they have a chance to buy it, and now they're an entrepreneur. But, you know, they really don't like to do anything that takes any kind of speculation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're gloating over the fact that they didn't invest in high-tech stocks about a year ago, you know.
Uh-huh.
So they also bear this in mind. As you're building your company, these are great people to have on your team. And they probably will end up being a CFO.
Uh-huh. CFO?
Yeah, for your company. And they're going to manage the money. They're going to cut the checks. They're going to watch everything. They're going to do all your due diligence. And if you are, I must say, if you're the entrepreneur, you're on that management team, it's good to have them as a balance, because they'll make sure that you don't spend the money foolishly.
Mm.
Right now, just during this time frame, if you're dealing with a venture capitalist trying to get money from organizations and so on, you know, they're thinking of cutbacks, not investing, not putting, they might have money, but they're thinking of how can I save even more money during these tough times. After all, it might not get good, you know,
for a
year or two or even more. They might be thinking that, and so they'll think cutbacks, not investing.
Huh. I can't imagine the three filters working together successfully on the same team. Is that realistically possible?
Well, I tell you what, if you really want to build a strong team, you need to build a team that employs and uses all three filters. The future filter, the people filter, and the security filter. It is very good to have people on your team who have each one of those filter biases. individually.
Yeah.
And it acts as a great balance.
And balance is important. Even I can see where this could get out of sync if you had too many people or too many future filters.
If you had too many of any one of the filters.
Yeah.
A good balance is just having all three. And you know, it's interesting. If you go to one of our websites, which is icrweb.com, you'll notice that right up on the home page, it's a flash introduction and all. You'll see three words that pop up. It says powerful, proven, and people-oriented. That's all three filters. Powerful, of course, relates to the future filter.
Proven. That's the security.
You got it.
And people-oriented. I just can't figure that one out.
Yeah, sure. Well, also, another time, every now and then we'll use user-friendly. Same type of a thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So what we make sure we do is we try to blend in all three filters on every single page as frequently as we can without, overdoing it. For example, even on our radio show website, our tagline is surviving and thriving on the Internet. Internet is people. Thriving is...
security?
No, thriving.
Oh, thriving. Future.
The future and surviving.
That's the security.
You betcha. Pat, you're a step closer to being three filters compliant. We're going to talk about this again sometime on the radio show because we get a lot of calls on writing better content.